police chief has come out and said that the individual was fleeing another violent encounter. I certainly understand with everything that's been going on globally, but also in our society, that this could have been an act of terrorism.
What do people do?
So if they are witnessing what they think is an act of terrorism and something that, in a tragic event that unfolded in Wisconsin, they need to get out of the area. They need to clear the area. They need to, that's first and foremost, get out of the area. Secondarily, they need to be good witnesses, right? They need to be able to help law enforcement, who is going to be creating a timeline. This is going to be an expansive investigation. So they will be looking at all the video, home, cell phone. They're going to be looking to talk to witnesses and victims. So being able to recall with clarity will be critical to this investigation.
This is what appears to be a concern for Americans, because they're not able to determine immediately what might be at play. And Americans, people all over the world actually, need to know a little bit more about how to deal with terrorism. But then there's this issue of domestic terrorism, where people aren't sure whether to call it terrorism because it's taking place in the United States, you know, because it's people they know, because it's people that may have political, ideological issues that they're acting on improperly. So should there be a separation?
There's absolutely a separation, and it's based on ideology mostly, between domestic terrorism and international terrorism. And I think over the last really 2 years, JJ, with COVID, there haven't been mass gatherings that have happened. And pre-COVID pandemic, we unfortunately saw attacks like this across the globe, whether it's Europe, the UK, and then, of course, even in our domestically, several years ago in New York, using a vehicle as a weapon. So I don't think this is foreign to us. It's just we haven't had to experience something as horrific as this in a long time. As far as the ideology goes, I think we need to be careful that we're not indicting somebody for their political views that doesn't incite violence. Those that do incite violence should absolutely come under the scrutiny of law enforcement.
In the past, there have been situations in the U.S. where you see one incident and you might see another soon, called copycat. So what do first law enforcement, as a result of what took place in Waukesha, do? Is there a precautionary footing that they get on? And what about communities in general, especially considering the type of incident that took place? It was a parade and a, you know, an outdoor event. And there are lots of things that take place outdoors between now and Christmas, parades and fairs and festivals. So what should the police, law enforcement do, and people do?
I think first that law enforcement, and when I say law enforcement, I mean state, local, federal, as well as intelligence officials, need to take stock of what threats are coming in as we go into a holiday period, right? This is something I experienced in my 20 years in the plus in the FBI, where you're looking at and working with intelligence officials and state and local law enforcement to see what threat reporting is out there, what rhetoric is going on, what sources are saying about potential threats to certain gatherings across the United States. And then they need to communicate that with the public. They don't need to give up sources and methods, but if there's threat reporting that is in their holdings, then that needs to be a wider dissemination so that state and local law enforcement and others can be on the right footing for these events, have the right resources, and create the right task forces to make sure that they are mitigating anything that is out there.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important here?
I think that that this is going to be a lengthy investigation. I'm hopeful that there is regular reporting coming out from the local officials in Wisconsin so that they can arm folks across the U.S. with the information they've gleaned from this, and because there's a lot of questions. To your point earlier, there'll be a lot of gatherings. People are starting to get out, go to malls, and then you'll have other parades. So there really needs to be an information sharing event to make sure that the lessons learned out of this can be applied across the United States.
Joshua School, former FBI Executive Assistant Director, currently President of Bow Wave LLC.